This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's our job to point out red-letter dates on the economic calendar, and there is one to watch next week.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California and is supported by Ally Bank, who believes intelligent news and knowledgeable customer service should be available around the clock. Learn more at allybank.com.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The guardians of interest rates at the Federal Reserve have a meeting next week, and it's likely members of the Open Market Committee will talk about whether the time is coming to ease back on what they like to call quantitative easing. That's where the Fed buys up bonds to push money into the financial system as a stimulus. As Marketplace's Sabri Benishore reports, it's going to be a delicate dance to keep jittery investors from reacting badly.
One way quantitative easing works is for the Fed to buy up so many bonds, for example, that investors say, well, there's not much opportunity to make money in the bond market. I guess I'll try stocks.
The goal is really to mobilize capital, to have investors buy into riskier assets that have a more direct impact on the economy.
Adolfo Laurenti is with Mesirow Financial. He says that investment helps fuel the economy. But what if the Fed starts tapering off quantitative easing? Would investors stop investing where it most helps the economy?
The challenge is to remind people that there's a big difference between the accelerator and the brake.
That's Mark Spindell with Potomac River Capital. He says the Fed has to be really clear that it's moving gently. And as Jim Paulson with Wells Capital Management says, the Fed has to instill confidence in the economy.
And the best way they can do that is show some themselves.
He says one way to do that is to slow down quantitative easing. Ideally, investors will keep investing because they want to, not because the Fed is pushing them. Ideally. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.
Now let's do the numbers. We will use the historical present. Thursday, the Nikkei Index in Japan goes down more than 6%. Friday, it's up 1.9%. The Dow drops 126 points Wednesday. Yesterday, it's a rise of 180 points. Yet today, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are down just barely. Marketplace's Mark Garrison takes a look at why global stock markets seem to be suffering from some kind of bipolar disorder.
You can track market volatility, even bet on it, with an index called the VIX. It's up about 30% in the last month. That means traders expect more sharp peaks and deep valleys. To find out why, we just need to spin the globe. Our finger stops on Japan, where stocks have exploded until yesterday when they flamed out.
That was simply running faster than the markets really ought to have done, so some sort of correction was probable.
Economist Andrew Hilton runs the Center for the Study of Financial Innovation. Elsewhere on Earth, Europe's economy is still shaky. That has investors doubting the crisis there has passed.
The closer they look, the more they realize that it isn't over.
So that's life in the developed world. Keep whirling that globe and we'll pass over emerging markets, large and small. Investors are dumping these riskier investments for safer bets in America. Add it all up and you've got a market that swings hard, up and down. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
The music royalties outfit BMI is suing Pandora, the internet music service, had the idea of buying a little radio station in South Dakota so it will fit the description of being a broadcaster and thereby pay lower fees for music. Regular radio stations pay less royalties than internet radio stations.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Volusion, providing complete e-commerce software, services, and support to help companies build successful online businesses. More at Volusion.com. By Invest Northern Ireland. Northern Ireland is hosting this year's G8 Summit. Learn more about the region's business credentials online at g8ni2013.com. And by MassMutual, with financial professionals nationwide who can help guide clients to achieve their financial goals, massmutual.com.
Nationwide, there's persistent skepticism about the health care reform law. A recent Wall Street Journal NBC poll had 49% of people calling it a bad idea. The Spanish language broadcaster Univision has done a poll of Latinos in California recently and got a very different take on the health law. Stephen Keppel covers economics for Univision. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
What did you find with this survey and what's it tell you?
We found that actually only 7% of those polled found the new healthcare law or Obamacare unfavorable or had an unfavorable view of it. So that was quite a difference from national polls. However, we also found that most Latinos still don't really know that much about the new law.
Now, the president of the United States is well aware of all of this and has been trying to reinforce the message of his healthcare reform with many Latino voters.
Definitely. And currently, around a third of Latinos nationally don't have insurance. And it's a complicated law. Latinos are definitely one of the groups that has the most to benefit from it because, you know, they have the opportunity to get insurance, but also a lot to lose. If they don't sign up, they're going to face fines.
Where does this leave people who may be in this country illegally, undocumented people?
As of now, there's no provisions to get them covered as part of the law. And even as part of the immigration reform debate, it's not even clear that if they get on the path to citizenship that they'll be covered by Obamacare. Probably what will happen, at least in the short term, is a continuation of the status quo, which is undocumented immigrants going to emergency rooms and utilizing community clinics, which are not always the most cost-effective way of getting care.
Beyond people here illegally, some states like Texas have a large proportion of people who are at the lower end of the income spectrum, and the state has opted out of the expansion of their Medicaid program under Obamacare. That could affect a lot of Latinos in that state.
Yeah, Texas has a high percentage of uninsured Latinos in the state. And if you compare it to California, which has opted in, they're going to be worse off, partly because, yeah, they're not going to get access to Medicaid. They'll probably, if they're employed, will be able to get Medicare through their employer, but actually it'll be a higher cost to their employer. If they're not employed, they're going to have to try to purchase it through an exchange, which some are saying is going to be prohibitively expensive.
Stephen Keppel covers economics for Univision. Stephen, thank you.
Yeah, thanks very much. Great to be with you guys.
And I did some reporting for Marketplace a while back that people are happy with what they get until they compare themselves to others. Well, I mention it because two surveys suggest that Father's Day spending will be up this year. But the National Retail Federation finds that on average we spend 40% less for Dad than we do for moms on Mother's Day. I know, it's supposed to be more about love than money. I get it. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Our relationship to money and consuming goes back a long way. So too does the question, how much is enough?
The ancient philosophers knew of insatiability. You know, the myth of Midas, the man who wants to turn everything into gold, that's clearly about insatiability.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Back then, maybe a different answer from today. Consumed. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.